John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's has a memoir out. It's called All I Ever Wanted, a rock and roll memoir. It's available through Amazon.com, and she's on the line right now. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. You know, I didn't know a lot about your background, and having a mom who was British pull you out of the country, go to England for a while, how much did your musical background come out of that trip to England?
Let's just put it this way. It changed my life because when I was 14 years old, I was strumming on my little guitar just for fun. It never occurred to me that I could get on a stage and plug it into an amp like all my musical heroes, like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and Keith Richards. And I didn't make the connection. And I was in England. I was 14 years old. We turned on the TV, Top of the Pops, Suzy Quatro, big star in England during the glam rock years. And I saw my first female rock star, and it was like, I called the chapter where I write about this earthquake, because it just shook up everything, and it was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do.
And it's amazing how little credit that woman gets, because there are so many women in rock and roll who always go, Suzy Quatro, Suzy Quatro, and she's still not in the hall.
There would not be a Joan Jett. There would not be, you know, countless women that we don't know about.
Now, as a player, I mean, you were a guitar player, but when you joined the Go-Go's, you came in as the bass player.
Exactly. Their bass player was sick and unable to do a string of shows at the Whiskey, and I was asked to come in as a substitute, and I said, oh, yeah, I can do that. And I was like, I'd never played bass in a band before, but I thought I could do that. As soon as I started learning the songs, I just went, oh, my God, this is a great band. This band could make it. I knew it. I called it as soon as I heard the Go-Go songs. We Got the Beat was there. Our Lips Are Sealed was there. And I was just like, this band has got it. I want to stay.
I can only imagine how much as a bass player you must have loved We've Got the Beat.
I loved it. And plus, you know, my Texas roots, I grew up surrounded by blues, rhythm and blues, country music, all kinds of music, pop music. I loved so many kinds of music. And to me, the Go-Go's really seamlessly interwove so many elements, you know, pop melodies. And I could groove and I could swing on the bass and great drums with Gina Shock. So the band really embodied a lot of what I love musically.
Now, let me name another song, Vacation. Was your song. That was from your previous band, wasn't it?
Yes. When I joined the band, it was only within weeks after filling in, they asked me to stay, and I said I'd love to stay, but I want to be one of the songwriters, too. And my opportunity came pretty quickly. I got to add Can't Stop the World to the first album, and when we were rushing into our second album, which was a dumb move. I write about that in our book. To not release more singles. But I had brought Vacation in, and we added that, and I wrote Head Over Heels on the third album with Charlotte. So I kind of got to have my stake in the songwriting with the band, too.
You bring up John Belushi in the book. You got a Belushi story?
Well, John was an early fan. You know, I'd grown up on Saturday Night Live. It was one of my favorite shows. John was a household name and a very beloved person in the American pop culture, and he was a fan. He was at my first gig with the Go-Go's, and we became pals, and we both love blues because I grew up in Texas, like I said. So we got to jam a lot, and he just seemed like a friend.
You guys had plans to go out this summer. Are those plans still on?
Well, they haven't been officially canceled because, you know, once everything started getting crazy, there was so much unknown. But I think it's going to be quite a while before we see gatherings of that size, you know, for anybody in the concert business. So it's a shame. The touring was going to help promote our documentary, the Go-Go's documentary, which will be premiering on Showtime at some point. I'm not sure when. We'll reschedule. I just don't know when.
So my last question today before I let you go is, so you guys, like, came out of nowhere. What was the biggest success shock for you?
There are so many. I mean, I really tried to get on the page of my book what it felt like. for me, like, just like making a record in New York City when I'm 22 years old with a record deal, that was amazing. And then we're on tour and we're traveling to Japan and Australia, and we're opening for the Rolling Stones, and we opened for the Police. It was just a series of unbelievable, like, blessings, and I call them pinnacles of success in my book, because it could be just being on tour in a van, and then you're in a tour bus, and it just kept going. It was like the gift they kept giving. So there's so many. I really tried to get what it felt like on the page. It's a very human story. It's not only the story of our success and rise and fall, but before and after, what it felt like to lose that, to be unparented. So I kind of hit all the bases in a quick-paced read.
Well, the book is called All I Ever Wanted, A Rock and Roll Memoir. Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, our guest. Kathy, thank you so much for spending the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.